My guest today is Caroline Griffin, who is an attorney by training and experience, but she is using her gifts in the area of animal welfare. It's such a pleasure to welcome you to WBJC. Caroline, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much, Judith.
I want to start with the campaign of Show Your Soft Side. You know, we've seen so many of these wonderful posters of the campaign with these really big, hefty, rough men cuddling just these adorable creatures. It's such an effective campaign. I'd love to know how this all got going for you.
Sure. I was chairing an animal abuse task force in Baltimore City after the brutal burning death of a dog in 2009. And what I had observed was that the most sadistic crimes were being perpetrated by kids. Boys in particular, some as young as 10 years old, it was as if they were showing off to their friends that they were tough. And so my partner, Sandy Reisette, who's a very talented advertising professional, came up with this idea of utilizing big professional athletes to show that real men don't hurt animals, but rather they protect them.
So I know that you're also on the executive board of the Animal Welfare Institute, and that, I suppose, is really looking at the more legalistic side of things. How do you actually legislate something like this?
They were the first organization in Washington, D.C. that really focused on changing laws in Congress. They started in 1951, and they have a global impact. They work on conservation issues and in Africa. Really, their goal is to stop suffering of animals by humans. So they are trying to change the way laboratories test on animals and factory farming and outlawing steel jaw traps. So it's very, very broad. But I think over the last 10 years, we've seen a real paradigm shift. People are much more aware of how poorly we are treating animals in general. And I think there has been rather significant progress, and really the most significant progress happens in our laws.
You know, Caroline, if I am looking through some news stories and I see something about animal cruelty, I'm such a coward. I feel as if I have to turn away. And I know how much you love animals. Obviously, otherwise you wouldn't be doing this. How do you cope with that emotional side of it?
It really is hard, and people who deal in this field often have compassion fatigue. And there comes a point in time, some days, where I just have to turn off the computer if I want to sleep. And you really have to know what your limitations are so you can continue to engage in this advocacy. And so what I think has been good about this Show Your Soft Side campaign is it makes people aware of this crime, the importance of reporting these crimes and helping shelters such as Barks Animal Shelter. But it does not distress people to the point where they can't do anything. And so that's why I think this campaign is effective. It draws people in a positive way.
If somebody wanted to become involved in this kind of advocacy, how could they do that?
People have to report these crimes. People have to support their shelters and adopt. And if people want to get involved, they can write to their legislators, whether they are in Annapolis or in Washington, D.C., because there really is power in numbers.
A good place to start is with showyoursoftside.org. It's been such a pleasure to speak to Caroline Griffin. Thank you for such good work that you do.
Thank you so much, Judith.